More than 60% of U.S. families depend on some form of professional child care, but the supply of caregivers isn't keeping up with demand. One of the problems is that child care jobs don't pay very well. The average salary in 1998 was under $12,000 a year without health benefits. To try to change that, more and more child care providers are joining unions. Robin Yurovich has a report now from Los Angeles.
About a dozen women, the owners of small family daycare centers, are gathered in a South Los Angeles living room. They say they want more money for their work and more respect.
We are not babysitters. We are daycare providers. We do more.
Most of these women's clients are in the county's welfare to work program. In other words, the county pays the bill. It bases its payment rate on the private market, anything from $529 a month for a school-age child to $600 for an infant. But the daycare providers complain with their overhead, these rates are just too low for them to make a decent living. In addition, checks are sometimes lost for months, and the paperwork is overwhelming.
You got kids coming in and out. They want to know the time the kid came in, and don't make it the same time every day. And then they want you to keep up with the menus. And what time do you have to change the diapers? And, to look after the children.
Well, they expect you to do that when they're all gone home.
After you put in your 11 hours or 12 hours. I work 24/7, so I know there is no time.
They're meeting with John Jackson from ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, to talk about building a union for child care providers.
If you had a silver bullet right now to do something in child care, to change it, presto, change or alakazam, and it's changed from this point on, what would you do?
I would change the wages for child care because we are underpaid, and the perception, the image that the media have about child care providers.
Doris Moorhead was one of the first to join the organizing effort. A former teacher, she's run a child care center in her home for 2.5 years. She cares for about 16 kids from 18 months to 12 years. She says the county's welfare to work program pays enough to cover her basic expenses, but adds that she'd need at least 4 other teachers to run a quality educational program.
How does the county expect us to have quality care and not put the money there or not fund us? Right now, the best that we can do is babysit or watch the children.
As the County of Los Angeles pays the market rate for child care, that puts Doris Moorhead in the same economic position as child care providers across the country. Many, like Moorhead, are looking to organize labor to take up their cause. And the cavalry may have arrived. Two of the nation's largest unions, the Service Employees and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, are waging child care campaigns in cities across the country. Richard Bensinger of AFSCME says the union racked up 3 wins in a row this year when workers in Philadelphia, Memphis, and New Jersey voted to join his union.
I just think the reason why there's so much interest in child care workers to organize is because they're amongst simply the lowest wage, poorly treated workers in this country doing such incredibly important work.
He says the long-term goal of child care organizers is to use the union's political muscle to lobby for more money for the industry.
I think it's a question of whether the labor movement, where we in the labor movement are really up to quickly helping them on a massive scale, not a tokenistic scale.
Former child care teacher and advocate Denise Dowell is helping spearhead AFSCME's efforts. It's a different sort of organizing model, she says, because centers can't pass the costs of higher wages and benefits on to the parents. Instead, she says, the union is enlisting them as allies to help push for government funds to raise pay and increase quality.
The vision is that we organize workers and that the employers and directors themselves are not really the targets, that the broader target is that we need more public spending in the system, and we need to ensure that that money then goes into providing higher wages and better benefits for child care workers.
Organized labor will have to help on a large scale, says Bensinger, because the task is huge. Advocates estimate it would take $50 billion to make modest improvements in quality and pay for workers. But political science professor James Lair of LA's Occidental College says the $50 billion price tag might be a hard sell on Capitol Hill.
It's a very big jump, I think, for a program like this, where there's still a segment of the population that feels child care is a parental responsibility, and for the state to become the major provider or the largest contributor to the cost of this is something that may not be attractive to more conservative people who just feel that this is not the way to maintain strong families.
Still, advocates and union organizers hope to open up the child care debate and encourage increased spending in the industry while the economy continues to boom. For NPR News, I'm Robin Urovich in Los Angeles.